At Sunbelt Rentals, tools rule. They also clean and cut, chip and chop, help you climb high and dig deep with the right size tools for your size jobs and the expertise to help you rent the perfect one in-store, online, or in-app. At Sunbelt Rentals, where tools rule.
Love your sleep all summer with dreamy site-wide savings during Casper's Memorial Day sale. Start the season with 20% off mattresses, like the Casper, a mattress so iconic it could only have one name. Get your best rest at our best price with the Casper's four cozy layers of support for just $995. Plus, complete your bedroom with 20% off pillows and sheets and 10% off essentials site-wide. Don't snooze through these limited-time savings. Shop our Memorial Day sale today at Casper.com or a sleep shop near you. Exclusions apply. See Casper.com/promo.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Signal Storm podcast.
How many times have you stopped to consider what a constitutional conservative is? What the Constitution itself is? Now, many of you have heard speakers a lot more eloquent than me talk about what the Constitution is, how it preserves your rights, it preserves your ability to remain free, it preserves your ability to be prosperous. The Constitution is so much more than that. The way it was crafted, the way it was meticulously constructed to keep government at government's own throat, it set government at itself. So the government was consumed with satisfying that every element of government was moving in the direction consistent with the Constitution and consistent with the will of the American people. But there was another aspect of this. With a government focused on battling itself, it would be less focused on battling us. As the government has been allowed by weak-kneed politicians over the decades to stop turning itself on itself, and more of this push for bipartisanship and this push for consensus and this push for one way of thinking, which is frankly counter to the Constitution. This new way of thinking is counter to the Constitution and what it sets out as preserving the rights of the individual. You now have our branches of government almost completely aligned in making sure the supremacy of the state isn't challenged. And this is a problem because then it ceases to become the American Republic and it starts becoming the American totalitarian regime. The rights of the government are supreme, and the rights of the individual go away. And this is exactly the antithesis of what the founders set forth in the Constitution and what they wanted from the Constitution. There's another aspect of it as well, that the Constitution is an agreement between all of our people. It isn't just between the citizen and its government, though it is that. It's also an agreement between citizen and other citizens. Christopher Wray of the FBI is allegedly a citizen of the United States, and he and I, as Americans, are supposed to agree that our framework is the Constitution of the United States, and he can't go outside of that. At least he shouldn't be able to. He does, and the FBI does, and the DOJ does, and a lot of these alphabet agencies do, but they shouldn't be able to. And when we had systems in our government, checks and balances, they were able to thwart this when they were adhered to. The system worked. However, leftists overburdened the system by basically turning government and making government do things it was never intended to do, making it do things, giving it responsibilities so it could do those things, and never once stopping saying, wait a minute, is this actually consistent with the Constitution? A lot of the things that the government has been charged with doing these days, ladies and gentlemen, are not what the government was designed to do. There was a post by one of these left-wing idiots on Twitter. Oh, man, I wish I could remember this guy's name. He He was talking about how Congress and the government is contemplating restricting certain sugary drinks for kids because they're bad for kids. You see, they're bad for kids. So the government feels like it's entitled to do something to stop it. There's only one problem. Government was never intended to do that. Government was never supposed to police what we eat, police what we, where we sleep, what car we drive, what vehicle of transportation. It was never meant to do any of these things. But leftists, left-wing nut jobs, get out there and they start saying, well, this is wrong. So I think government ought to be putting a stop to it. And they never once stop, or at least not lately anyway. They don't stop to say, wait a minute, does government have the power and authority to do these things? And they don't want to hear about it. When you say, this isn't government's job, oh, don't bother me with that. The government is whatever we say it is, a lot of these nitwits say. So this is what we find ourselves in, folks. We're in dangerous territory, extra-constitutional America, where the Constitution is no longer adhered to because people have things they want to get done. People have an agenda, and if their agenda needs to get done, well, then by God, don't let the little thing like the Constitution stand in your way. By the way, here's the guy's name, Ed Krasenstein. Ed Krasenstein, just a left-wing lunatic. The USDA is considering limiting certain foods and drinks like chocolate milk in schools in order to reduce children's risk of chronic disease. It's not government's job. All well and good, but that job is of the parents. I have no problem with government coming out and saying, hey, look, this is what the latest research says, but it's up to you. It's up to you, parents. But no, here comes Ed Krasenstein. Here come these left-wing lunatics saying, well, if it's bad for you, the government must step in and usurp parental authority. Usurp the power and authority that was given to we the people by our Constitution, actually by God, and then codified by the Constitution. These breaches of the Constitution, these breaches of law being undertaken by government are serious, and we explore them not with one, but two high-profile judges. Coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plan. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Tired of cable news lying to you? It's time the establishment media went the way of the dinosaurs and for free digital journalism to rise. At Texas Scorecard, we bring you real news for real Texans with no paywalls ever. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
My next guest is someone, you guys know me, I love no-nonsense, strong women because I think a lot of the men in the United States Congress, the quote-unquote men, can learn a thing or two from strong women.
Hello.
I've got a lot of these women I'm going to be highlighting here in a minute. But this next guest, Judge Jeanine Pirro, she has been laying down the law for many moons, has become a household name in our country. Her shows on FNC, they're big hits, Justice with Judge Jeanine, and of course the current one, as she co-hosts The Five. She's a best-selling author, her latest offering, Crimes Against America, such a timely book, The Left's Takedown of Our Republic. Judge, I'm so happy to have you on the Salcedo Storm podcast. I'm glad to have you here. Look, I wanted to talk to you about so many things, in particular about the book, and such a timely book, because right now we just learned, your compatriots over at Fox Digital reporting, that the Weaponization of Government Committee said that these whistleblowers who told us about what's going on in the FBI, all the protect Democrat partisanship and all the partisan rot, that they were suspended and had their security clearances revoked. Now, my understanding is that that's against the whistleblower statutes. Am I right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. And I think they're hesitating giving them the whistleblower status for that particular reason. They are literally punishing them. Look, we are seeing the federal government punish not just Americans, but their own people when they go against the dialogue that the federal government is trying to spew. And we heard from the Durham report, and that's why I wrote the book, Crimes Against America, that, you know, Joe Biden now and Barack Obama knew Hillary Clinton was going to make up this dossier garbage so that they could get off her email scandal. And so they polluted, weaponized the Department of Justice, the FBI. They went to a FISA court. Look, they've been doing this for years. Now that it's coming out, now that we finally have whistleblowers who are like, hey, I went into the FBI not to be corrupt and not to follow a political ideology, but to serve this country. Now they have the intestinal fortitude, we'll call it, and the chutzpah to actually punish them by doing this. And so America has to realize that we are in very treacherous waters right now. That we've got a government, the highest level of government is acting like a third world country, whether it's in a presidential election, whether it's treating, you know, parents of kids worried about school, whether it's people protesting Supreme Court justices' homes, you know, whether it's about typical law and order. There are two systems of justice right now, and it pains me to say that. I've been a prosecutor, judge, and DA for over three decades. This is my wheelhouse. It's my livelihood. But I am seeing America taken down in a way that this has never happened before. And the punishment is lethal. They will absolutely cancel you, fire you, jail you. And at the same time, people corrupting the system are able to run free. And George Soros has a part to play in all of this. For normal American crime victims are being confronted by DAs who could care less about them and basically say, you had a bad run at it, but I got to let this criminal go free. After all, he's got civil rights. I mean, we're in bad times.
And I've got to get you to comment because I have been an admirer of yours for so many years, and you've always told it like it is. You're a very strong person. So I want you to comment on the air quotes men, in particular the quote air quotes men in the United States Senate, who voted with an omnibus bill, including our own disgraceful and disgusting Senator John Cornyn, who voted in that omnibus bill to everything you just articulated. They voted to fully fund all of the FBI's corruption. In fact, Judge, they voted to put us on the hook to build the FBI a new headquarters.
Oh, yeah.
Will you speak to the weakness of these so-called men?
Well, you know, what we have right now is we have a system where the one hand washes the other in Washington. People go there at median income, and they come out as multimillionaires, whether they or their immediate family. And so what you've got are people just going along to get along. And that's why we need term limits, and we'll never get it because people in Congress won't pass it. And what you've got are, look, they cut Border Patrol in the omnibus bill last year by $500 million.
Good grief.
$500 million. While we're being overrun by illegals about whom we know nothing and about whom we will educate, medicate, and take care of in our social safety net for the rest of their lives. And yet at the same time, they don't care about the rest of us. And, you know, it's a real problem. It really is a problem. And more the leftists, through George Soros' money and, you know, other kinds of leftist money, the people like Adam Schiff, you know, running around alleging things that aren't true, and then when they're found to be, you know, not true, he just keeps pressing harder. And I was reading in the paper this morning about a guy who's saying Adam Schiff is his hero, a congressman in New York. I mean, the guy lied. He lied while America was split with this Russia collusion.
Yeah.
But forget about that. Forget about the Durham report. They continue to have two systems of justice. If you're in the left or if you're a Democrat, you don't get punished. But if you're on the right, you're going to jail.
Judge Jeanine Pirro, our guest right now, folks, Crimes Against America, the Left's Takedown of Our Republic. And you took me right where I wanted to go because you've got right now the Durham report basically telling us everything we already knew, that Hillary Clinton was treated differently than Donald Trump. Donald Trump, no evidence. He got an investigation in undermining his administration. Hillary Clinton had plenty of evidence, but they decided not to prosecute. The FBI admits to, quote, missteps. Is that the left wing speak for criminality now? When they're caught in a crime, they just call it missteps?
Yeah, it missteps. Or you know what I like even better, Chris, is lessons learned. What are you talking about? You learned those lessons 10 years ago and 20 years ago, and every time you make a mistake, it's lessons learned.
Yeah.
And Americans are smart. You know, it was Donald Trump who came out and coined the phrase fake news. We didn't know what he was talking about, but man, was he right.
No kidding.
Man, was he right about the fact that they are selling us a bill of goods that has nothing to do with the truth and has nothing to do with helping America. Right now, what we got from the Durham report is confirmation that Jim Comey, head of the FBI, no less, not the attorney general, says no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute her. That's baloney. Because she even told Barack Obama and Joe Biden, look, I got to get rid of this email scandal. I'm going to create this Russia thing on Donald Trump. And we find out it was all a lie. And you know what infuriates me, Chris, because I've been a judge, is the FISA judge who signed that FISA warrant, that unverified FISA warrant, and re-upped it again. They should not only be taken off the bench, but they should be disbarred.
Amen
to
that.
This was a lie that tore our country apart.
You see, and I said that just the other day. That judge, if he was worth or her, whoever the judge was, I think it's a he,
yep.
Worth her salt or his salt, would have said, you lied to me, I'm going to throw the book at you. But that judge apparently agreed with the political outcome of the lie, so we just let it skate. You mentioned Adam Schiff earlier, and Anna Paulina Luna, who is a new congresswoman, she has filed a resolution to expel Adam Schiff over now what we know were his proven lies. This man wandered around the country basically since 2016 saying he had proof of Russia-Trump collusion, and the Durham report said there was no evidence. They launched an investigation with no evidence. So Schiff is a known and confirmed liar, and leave it to a strong woman to throw his moldy butt or try to throw his moldy butt out of the house. And I would agree with her actions.
I give her credit for that.
Yeah.
But you know what's never going to happen?
Well,
in the House.
I don't know. I hope somebody around there grows a backbone. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene, articles of impeachment on Christopher Wray and that compromised DA Graves, right? So
yeah.
The pushback seems to be coming from ladies like you, from strong women who see the nonsense and want to do something about it. What's your take?
Well, you know, it's going to take a lot of, whether it's a strong woman or an outsider who's coming in and has said enough is enough, because Americans are putting in outsiders now because they see what's going on. The question, Chris, and that's why I wrote Crimes Against America, is what will the consequence be? Will anyone be punished? Look at what happened to our children because of people like Randy Weingarten who wanted to keep the schools closed. Kids in China were going to school. Kids in Russia were in school and in class. Kids in the charter schools went every day, the Catholic schools, the Lutheran schools, and yet they held back our kids.
Yep.
And not only did they hold back our kids, but our kids are suffering academically, emotionally, psychologically from what happened during the pandemic. And will we ever find out what happened? No, because Joe Biden is beholden to the Chinese, so I haven't even gone into the Biden thing.
I know. I hear you. Judge Jeanine Pirro, folks, our guest, the book Crimes Against America, the Left's Takedown of Our Republic. And I've only got a minute left with you, so I want to ask you this question about the civil suits that have been filed out there. You know, they're going after Trump. They're throwing everything with the kitchen sink at him.
Oh, yeah.
But the left has been using lawfare to silence their opponents. Isn't it time that those who pushed the hoax, the Russia collusion hoax, Obama, Biden, Hillary, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Nellie and Bruce Orr, Paige, Strzok, who am I forgetting? McCabe, that they were all served with civil lawsuits so they can lose some sleep for a change?
Well, you know, I would certainly suggest that anyone who is involved in any kind of lie that has hurt this country and the left's takedown of our republic, as I talk about, be made to pay consequences. And I think we all know, and I don't have to tell you this, Chris, that the left fights better than the right does. You know, the right has got the Marcus of Queensbury rules, and the, you know, left's coming at you with a bat and a newsie. And we can't do this anymore. And what we've got to do is make sure we put in people like this, Anna Polina, and get new people in, and make sure school board, DA races, huge. DA, look, I as a DA, the quality of my county depended on me. And it depended upon whether or not businesses were going to survive, whether or not kids could go to school, whether your home property values are maintained. That's all about the quality of justice and about the first the government's first order of business. And, you know, with the inflow of the illegals into this country, I don't know what the hell's going to happen in the end. I am very worried for our republic and very worried for America.
Me too. Judge Jeanine Pirro, everybody, the name of the book, pick it up, Crimes Against America, the Left's Takedown of Our Republic. Lady, as I said, big fan for years, and thanks for the time today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. And that's the word from the bench from one judge. Now for the next. Judge Andrew Napolitano, former Superior Court judge and a syndicated columnist whose work appears in numerous publications, including The Washington Times and Reason Magazine. He was a Fox News legal analyst for 24 years. Judge, welcome back.
It's a pleasure to be on with you, my friend. Good morning.
Nice to have you here, sir. Here on the Salcedo Show, we have been observing a few things, and I was just pointing out to my audience that that the law is an agreement. Our Constitution is an agreement, and we just had a caller on the Chris Salcedo Show tell us that he's just disgusted and he's upset that the other side is breaking the law with impunity. And I said, well, you can blame the Republicans for that. Am I on the right track there, Judge?
Well, I heard part of that conversation.
Play the Ticket's Vegas VIP sports getaway. Meet the Hardline in Sin City. Listen afternoons from 3 till 7 at 40 after every hour for our Secret Ranger. When you hear the name, text it to 22126 from Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
There's only so much Congress can do, but you're right. When one side breaks the law, the best the other side can do is expose them. And when the other side fails to expose them, you know, Congress, thank God, can't indict. Only the DOJ can ask for a grand jury to indict. But when the other side fails to expose them, if Republicans fail to expose what the Democrats have done, then the Republicans are pretty much complicit in it. I don't know that that's the issue now, because we have a wonderful attack dog as the chair of the House Judiciary Committee in Jim Jordan, and an up-and-coming attack dog as the chair of the House Oversight Committee in Kentucky, Congressman Jim Comer. So they will take the Durham report and slice and dice it and drag these people who commenced criminal investigations of Donald Trump on the basis of politics before them. But that's it. They can't indict. They can't lay a hand on a hair on their heads other than to question them and grill them and embarrass them in public.
Well, let me ask you about a case as this works out. And you're right. And I was speaking, of course, of Senate Republicans who tend to roll over and enable.
Well, the Senate is a club. You know that. They rarely go after each other. There is that adversity in the House of Representatives, but there's very little adversity in the Senate. They're of one mind. You know, there are some progressives on the left that will attack people. There are some libertarians on the right that will attack people, but for the most part, the Senate's a club.
Right.
And the Republicans there are Theodore Roosevelt, let's control the economy, big government Republicans, the type that have driven us into $31.4 trillion in debt.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And of course, while the Democrats over in the Senate threaten Supreme Court justices by name, the Republicans over there fully fund the FBI and open borders and all of the cancerous Democrat policies. That's what the Republicans do over in the Senate. Let me ask you about this case that has come to light. The Weaponization Committee, as you said, the Republicans on the House side are doing their job in exposing this corruption. We're finding out that the FBI whistleblowers were retaliated against, which is, of course, against the statute. Whistleblowers are supposed to be protected, but now we're learning that Christopher Wray's FBI and Merrick Garland's Department of Justice suspended and revoked the security clearances of these agents who are talking about this partisan rot that has now taken over the Bureau. And they're not protected, and they should be. Why is nobody held accountable for violating the whistleblower statute?
Well, because the law is weak, and because, excuse me, Eric, the feds rarely prosecute their own. I mean, the DOJ is not going to indict Chris Wray for illegally punishing FBI agents. They just don't do that. They're all part of the same club, the same mentality. The DOJ is not going to indict Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin for lying to the Senate Armed Services Committee when he says that Ron's going to win, they're in great shape, we're all in this together. And at the same time, the documents that were released, which he had seen before that testimony, show that the government has concluded that Iran is losing, that it's not worth the effort, and that their air defenses have been degraded nearly down to zero. The government protects its own. So the whistleblower statute needs to be recrafted. There needs to be someone in the government who is the defender of whistleblowers. Otherwise, the whole concept of a whistleblower protecting and rewarding someone who exposes a painful truth is meaningless. So to that extent, your prior caller, at the end of whose conversation I came on the line and heard part of it, I don't know who he is, but he's 100% correct.
Right. And again, the whistleblowers in the Trump administration were protected fully by the Democrats. The whistleblowers in the Biden regime are not. Folks, we're having a conversation on the Chris Salcedo Show with Judge Andrew Napolitano. He is, of course, a man who knows the law frontward and backward. He was a Fox News legal analyst for 24 years. And before I get on to some more legal matters, I just wanted to get your take on Anna Paulina Luna. She's filed a resolution to expel Adam Schiff, who is a member of Congress, who wandered around this country, Judge, since 2016, saying he had proof of Trump-Russia collusion. And, of course, as we know from the Durham report, no proof existed because the FBI launched this falsely predicated investigation with no evidence. What do you think about Adam Schiff being brought to task by one of his colleagues?
I don't think it'll happen. First of all, there is the speech and debate clause in the Constitution, which protects members of Congress, Chris, even when they lie.
Yeah.
Even when they lie, they can say whatever they want in their official duties. And secondly, he can't be prosecuted for what he says outside of Congress. So either way, he's protected. I don't blame her for doing it because she wants to draw attention to the radical diversion between what he had been saying and what Durham claims is so. And I've been critical of Durham. I'll get into the criticism if you want, but it's criticism from the other side. It's criticism for him not going far enough. We can get to that if you choose. But in terms of Schiff, this is not going to go anywhere. Even with a Republican majority, albeit by just four votes in the House, it's not going to go anywhere.
Well, you know what? Since you brought it up, I think I know where you might be going with this, because the day this broke, it broke on the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax. And the first thing I said, I think it was Devin Nunes who was with me. You know what's missing in all of this, former Congressman Devin Nunes, is any remedy. There is no consequence for all the malfeasance that was laid out in the Durham report. Is that where you're going to go?
Yes, that's exactly where I'm going to go. And I commend you. If you were a student of mine in law school, you get an A. that's the issue right here. There's no consequence. So the prosecutor has two duties. One is to investigate, indict, and prosecute, and the other is to walk away from the case if there's not enough evidence there. Submitting a 350-page report, which is basically just his opinion of what happened, does nothing. There's no consequence. There's no accountability. How about it? We all know, and we knew it before, that the FBI commenced criminal investigations not on the basis of probable cause, not on the basis of articulable suspicion, but on the basis of political wishes of senior FBI management. That is a violation of Donald Trump's civil rights under at least three civil rights statutes. Those people could have been, emphasis could, Chris, for a minute, could have been indicted and were not. Why did I say could have been? Because my second criticism of Durham is he slow walked this.
Yep.
What do I mean? He delayed this report coming out until what? Until the statute of limitations had expired.
Wow.
So nobody can prosecute these people now, and Durham knows darn well what the statute of limitations is. He's a federal prosecutor. You learn that in the first year of law school. It's too late to do anything. So Durham has not done the country a service. He indicted two people for lying to the FBI. Big deal. It shouldn't be a crime to lie to the FBI. Why? Because they're allowed legally to lie to us.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those people, when their lawyers made that argument to the jury that I just made to you, were found not guilty. So he spent $10 million, and what did he accomplish? Nothing. He just told us what we already knew.
Absolutely. And what we know now is that this FBI and DOJ saw evidence and actually admitted there was evidence that Hillary Clinton broke the law, broke several statutes in the handling of classified information, but they declined to prosecute. And the subtext was because she's a Democrat and we love Democrats in the FBI. Conversely, we now know that the FBI saw Donald Trump and said, we have no evidence, but we're going to prosecute him because we hate Republicans. And
I'm sorry to say
yeah?
that what you've just articulated is largely the truth.
Yes. And I'm sad.
Largely the truth.
And I'm sad to say it, too.
It's just wrong in America for this to happen, but it happened right under our eyes. Now, from Trump's perspective, there was no bombshell. There was no blockbuster. There really was nothing new here. Not because I like him and he's my friend, but I was just hoping for history and for the law that there'd be more there. Let me say something else. I'm going to say this statement twice. The FBI is nothing without the DOJ. The FBI is nothing without the DOJ. Every FBI agent works for a federal prosecutor. Every federal prosecutor works for the DOJ. There's no arrest warrant. There's no search warrant. There's no grand jury subpoena without the DOJ. Under whose watch did all this happen in the DOJ? Obama's last Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, Trump's first Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who recused himself, therefore it was Rod Rosenstein, and it continued to happen under Bill Barr. Bill Barr, that name rings a bell. Who appointed John Durham to give us this whitewash?
Uh-huh.
Who praised the John Durham report yesterday, all day, everywhere?
Mm-hmm.
Bill Barr.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
So look, the government doesn't go after its own. Here's a funny one-liner for you. Who's the last person prosecuted for lying to Congress? Not these cabinet members that lie all the time.
Right.
Ready for this? Roger Clemens, the great Astros and Yankee pitcher.
Pitcher, exactly.
Who was charged with lying about the contents of his urine. You can't make this up. The first jury trial was a hung jury. The second jury trial, he was acquitted. So this is the nonsense that the government delivers to us. And instead of prosecuting people who tell serious material lies like we're in a war, we know we're losing, we're sending them $100 billion, oh, but we're going to pretend we're winning.
Right. Everybody who's lied to Congress gets off scot-free except for the all-star pitcher. Incredible. Judge Andrew Napolitano is our guest right now, folks. Another case I was jonesing to get you to comment on was this retaliation. Again, if we're back on the whistleblowers, the Internal Revenue Service had some underlings who did their duty and they were investigating Hunter Biden and all of his alleged tax violations. As a result of a full investigation into Joe Biden's son, the DOJ put pressure and had the entire team fired because of their work they were doing to investigate Hunter Biden. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but there is something called 18 U.S. Code 1510, which says it's illegal to interfere or obstruct any criminal investigation by any federal agency. Isn't that what the DOJ just did?
Yes. The DOJ will claim that it exercised prosecutorial discretion, but when prosecutorial discretion is exercised for a political reason, that's an abuse of discretion. and it should be remedied in the courts, but there's nobody to remedy it. There's no case. You know, you can't just walk into a courtroom and say to a judge, I don't like what the DOJ did, order them to prosecute. The judges don't have the authority to do that. And the DOJ knows how to get around these areas of the Constitution, which give it virtual immunity for these political decisions. I suppose the answer in the long run is to vote the culprits out of office, but that doesn't always happen.
Yeah,
because you and I and everybody listening to us now knows that Trump was truly victimized by the deep state. Now, I know a lot of people don't like that phrase. It sounds too conspiratorial, but it's the part of the government that never changes. It's the culture of the government in law enforcement, in the intelligence community, at the Federal Reserve, in the administrative agencies, that the people change, but the culture is always there. And the culture is our way or we'll come after you. The culture is more taxes, more regulation, more government tentacles reaching into private harmless behavior over and over and over and over again.
I'm glad you brought that up, because before I get to my last question, I'll share a story with you. I actually featured this on the Newsmax show, a sitting congresswoman, Beth Van Dyne. She had one of these deep state slash permanent Washington is what I call them, permanent Washington, join her staff when she won her first election to Congress, the former mayor of Irving, Texas. And this person got in there and decided he would run her. And she said, no, I'm the one who's elected member of Congress. And basically this staffer decided to try to undermine her, and she got the better of him because she just exposed everything he was trying to do. But there's a mantra that said among the deep state slash permanent Washington, it says that politicians come and go, but we are here forever. And that
yes.
is the mentality these people have, and it's cancerous, and it's killing us. It's killing us.
Yes.
Last question.
I had many conversations with the former president when he was in the White House about this very issue.
Yep. And we've got to solve it. And I think that's why they're trying so hard to keep him out, because he knows what he has to do the next time he gets in. Last question, Judge. The left has been using lawfare. I have on my podcast individuals who say that they're getting sued civilly because they committed the crime of getting into a Trump train and following a Biden-Harris bus during the 2020 campaign, which you and I would call a campaign, but the left says you've destroyed our narrative, and so we're going to now sue you. So Wendy Davis in the state of Texas and others are suing this just normal rank-and-file couple. They just go to work, God-fearing folks, and they're going to try to destroy them. My question to you is this. Shouldn't the perpetrators of the Russia collusion hoax, Obama, Biden, Hillary, Comey, Brennan Clapper, the Orrs, Page, Strzok, McCabe, shouldn't they be handed civil lawsuits so they can lose a couple of nights sleep over this?
You know, the government has written statutes that immunize it from those kind of lawsuits. Private citizens are not immunized, but government officials are. I think Trump attempted that against Peter Strzok and the other one, Lisa Page, I think her name is, and the court threw it out. And the court did the right thing under the law. The law is wrong. You should be able to sue the government just the way the government can sue you. You should be able to sue the government just the way you can sue your neighbor if your neighbor harms you.
But Judge, didn't Trump just lose a civil suit? How was that civil suit able to be brought?
Well, he filed it, but it was thrown out because
I mean the one that Trump just lost in New York to this E. Jean Carroll person.
So that civil suit was not a lawsuit for his official acts in the government. That was a lawsuit for something that she claimed, and the jury agreed. Notwithstanding one of the best cross examinations I've ever seen in the modern era by Joe Tacopina, my friend. But that lawsuit was based on events before he was president.
I see. Well, Judge, you're always, as always.
I'm sorry, this is such unhappy things we're talking about, Chris. I love talking to you, whether it's here or whether it's on your wonderful Newsmax show.
Well, yeah, I know.
Have a little humor. Life has to go on.
I know, right? And I always, every single time I have you on, I learn something. So it's always simpatico here. Judge Andrew Napolitano, everybody. A legal analyst with Fox for 24 years, syndicated columnist, and we're always pleased as punch to have him here. Thanks a lot, Judge.
Let me just put in a pitch for my podcast, which is called Judging Freedom. We do about 3 hits a day. Lately, we've been exposing and arguing why the war in Ukraine and the Biden involvement in it is making things far worse.
Judging freedom. I'm going to add that to the bio so the next time we get you on, we talk about it. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris. All the best.
You bet. Goodbye, sir. All right, folks. That's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Wow. 2 high-profile, high-powered judges giving you their opinions on the breaches of law by our own government, by those we trusted. Folks, I meant what I said about the U.S. Constitution. It is not just an agreement between our people and their government. It is an agreement between our people. And it seems a good number of our people, Democrats, no longer wish to live under that system. And they're trying to change it on us, all well and good. But I like my Constitution the way it is. And I like my country the way it was. If they want to live under a different system, my sense is, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. Communist China is always looking for a bunch of people willing to live under the yoke of slavery. All you Democrats, go. They won't go, folks, because the fact that we remain free would be a big bugaboo to them, would be a big intolerable circumstance that the American left couldn't handle. Because you see, they wish to enslave us all in their backward ideology. Check out a couple of websites for me, folks, if you will. TexasScorecard.com, that's number one. TexasScorecard.com, a great new series this week we already highlighted on the podcast. So check that out in case you missed it. Go back a couple of podcasts and check it out. Also, if you will, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That's how you track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. Plus, check out TNT Radio. They simulcast the radio show, plus a Rumble and Getter stream. The television show on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5, Monday through Friday. Always at home on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
You don't need to be an expert to be a hero. You just need a passion for helping others in times of need. Join the Tarrant County MRC and be a local hero. You'll join a network of volunteers who help out during emergencies and at community events throughout the year. Get started at BeALocalHero.org or click the banner to learn more. Discover the hero inside you. Brought to you by Tarrant County Public Health.